Fred, big interest in life. 390 sole interest in life, but his biggest interest in life was his students.
Mm-hmm.
And I never heard Fred lecture as a teacher, but his books must have reflected his teaching. And it's hard to think of any individual in any field whose series of textbooks are so comprehensive and so useful and, you know, so free of the chaff that so often gets into the best of textbooks. He was deeply interested in everyone who'd ever been a student of his. And I was never a student of his, but he was interested in me because I'd been a quasi-student. I'd worked for him during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And so Fred was interested in Granger Associates right from the beginning, as he was interested in what I was doing at SRI. And he came on the board of Granger Associates quite early. He was not one of the original corporators, but within a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a very valuable board member until his death. He's a very low-key kind of guy. He shared with J.H. Van Vleck, I don't know what that means, I think, a characteristic which always amused me, in which at the same time, I personally received, and many, many, many other people have received, a great deal of personal satisfaction. You run into one of those guys, you hadn't seen him for 6 months, and you run into them down at the technical station, and they start in on a conversation without any preliminaries, no how are yous or anything, mm-hmm. just start in on the conversation. And when you get in synchronized, you realize it's the conversation you were having the last time you saw them. You know, they've been thinking about it in the meantime, and they're on they go. You know, Fred was a great conversationalist. Fred was a terrible automobile driver, and I think it's only the grace of God that he died a natural death and not in the wheel of a car. He ignored first and second gear. You know, it was like a model. Every car was like a Model T Ford as far as he was concerned. It either went forward or it went in
reverse. I see.
And he would talk, and he'd be driving, and he'd start talking with you. Oh my, California traffic, especially that.
Uh-huh.
I love Fred Terman.
Mm-hmm.
Great man.